This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. The World Health Organization hopes to have 500 million doses of COVID-19 vaccine available for distribution by the global COVAX facility in the first quarter of 2021. This from its chief scientist Friday. She said, quote, the goal is to get at least 2 billion doses by the end of 2021, which will be enough to vaccinate 20% of populations of countries that are part of COVAX. At a news conference, WHO Director General Dr. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus says the world is getting close to seeing the end of the COVID-19 pandemic.
With positive results in recent weeks from vaccine trials, the light at the end of the tunnel is growing steadily brighter. Although the path ahead remains treacherous, we can begin to glimpse the end of the pandemic.
European Council President Charles Michel has highlighted certain COVID-19 vaccine deployment issues, including dealing with fake news. AP's Charles de Ledesma.
Michel spoke as EU countries finalized their vaccination plans amid rising concern and distrust in some citizens. He said leaders face a transparency battle to not allow fake news or to perturb or make even more complicated nations' capacity to deploy vaccines and protect citizens. Michel insisted on the importance of having good communication strategies based on science, knowledge and transparency. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Friday, three of Austria's nine provinces kicked off a national effort to test as much of the population as possible before Christmas to limit infections when families meet. This is VOA News. Dr. Anthony Fauci says he never hesitated when asked by President-elect Joe Biden to serve again. AP correspondent Mike Kempin has that story.
Dr. Fauci says he immediately agreed to accept President-elect Biden's offer to serve as his chief medical officer and coronavirus advisor.
Absolutely. I said yes right on the spot.
Speaking on NBC's Today Show, Dr. Fauci says he supports the president-elect's plan to ask Americans to commit to 100 days of wearing masks once he takes office.
He just wants it, everybody for a commitment for 100 days. And I discussed that with him, and I told him I thought that was a good idea.
While the coronavirus has been surging in the U.S., Dr. Fauci thinks it will be another couple of weeks before all the cases resulting from Americans' Thanksgiving travel are confirmed, likely driving the numbers even higher. Mike Hemp in Washington.
Britain's government said Friday Brexit talks with the European Union had reached a difficult moment and rejected any deal that impedes on UK sovereignty. Prime Minister Boris Johnson's official spokesman told reporters, quote, time is in very short supply. We are at a difficult point in the talks, end quote, adding they won't be able to agree on a deal that does not respect our fundamental principles on sovereignty and taking back control. A yellow fever outbreak in Nigeria has killed 172 people so far, the World Health Organization said Friday. The outbreak poses an extra challenge to the country's health system as Africa's most populous nation deals with the COVID-19 pandemic, several concurrent disease outbreaks, and a humanitarian crisis in the northeast, the WHO said. Nigeria has been battling successive yellow fever outbreaks since 2017. Ghanaians go to the polls Monday in a contest that will revive old rivalries between incumbent President Nana Akufo-Addo and his predecessor, John Mahama. 10 other candidates, including 3 women, are vying for the nation's top job. But the vote is essentially a fight between 2 foes who will be slugging it out for the third time. More than 17 million people are registered to vote in the West African nation's 8th consecutive poll since it returned to democracy nearly 30 years ago. Authorities in Thailand found a severed tiger's head and other tiger parts when they raided a fake zoo near the country's border with Laos. It has suspected links to an illegal wildlife trafficking racket. Officials seized 5 live tigers at the Mukta Tiger Park and Farm. Those big cats had been sent to a wildlife sanctuary. The site had claimed 6 cubs were born at the facility 5 years ago, but DNA tests have since confirmed the 5 seized tigers and the decapitated animal were not related to any others at the park. From Washington via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.